quite a Colorado greeting, but it's hello. If I ask you to come over to my place after services, I'm not, by the way, but if I did, you would understand that I'm talking about my home when I say my place. If someone or something is out of place, it means they or it don't fit properly in place. We hear burial referred to as the final resting place. I think a lot of people who thought that was going to be it are going to be very surprised when the resurrection occurs, and as God has ordained it. Coastal Texas last week was certainly not the place to be, was it? Hardly. Well, in the Bible, the word place conveys concepts such as a location that is set apart for a specific use. It may also refer to a person's role, and of course it goes on to have other meanings, but I'd like to focus on a couple of those. For years, the Church of God has talked about the place of safety, and those particular words do not occur in the Word of God. However, the promise of God does, that he will protect his people, especially that will be fulfilled as this age draws to a cataclysmic and terrible conclusion in the near future. So knowing that we have a relationship with God in this respect is certainly paramount, isn't it? It isn't, my purpose in this sermonette to talk about the place of safety. That's not the point of it. Rather, I want to show how God places tremendous importance in the very specific instructions he gives concerning our worship of him. Now, let's go to the book of Numbers. You can start turning there if you'd like to, because I'm going to show how God chose places and arrangements and positions for his purposes, and it carries throughout the Bible. Numbers 2 gives us the arrangement of the tribes of Israel. Each tribe had a specific place relative to the tabernacle of God. Numbers 2, verses 1 and 2, I'll read those. Let's read them together if you're there. And the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, every one of the children of Israel shall camp by his own standard, you know, within his tribe and his family standards, besides the emblems of his father's house. They shall camp some distance from the tabernacle of meeting, God's holy tabernacle, which they did do. Brethren, in the reign of God's kingdom, Israel's tribes have already been allotted space in the land of Israel, and it's very carefully, border by border, spelled out by God in the book of Ezekiel. But right now, while we're in Numbers, let's pick up the story a little bit more about how before they entered the land, God assigned boundaries for the children of Israel. And I'm talking about the land of promise here. Numbers 34 gives us some more examples here. Verses 1 and 2. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, command the children of Israel and say to them, when you come into the land of Canaan, this is the land that shall fall to you as an inheritance, the land of Canaan, to its boundaries. So there's already a specific area set aside there, but that was what the children of Israel was given by God. Then let's go to Ezekiel 47 and read verses 13 and 14. I'm going to show that even before the millennium is to be set up, God has chosen a place for his people. We know that under tremendous duress, the children of Israel will be brought back to the land of their forefathers, but this time they're going to be few. They're going to be brought back from captivity from all over the earth, and they will be settled in and established in the land of Israel. And as I get to Ezekiel 47, verses 13 and 14, thus says the Lord God, these are the borders by which you shall divide the land as an inheritance among the 12 tribes of Israel. Joseph shall have two portions. You shall inherit it equally with one another, for I raised my hand in an oath to give it to your fathers, and this land shall fall to you as your inheritance. You get the impression from what I've been reading about here that God is planning things, and not only is, he has planned and will bring about what he has planned. Acts 17 and verse 26, not only for Israel, but all nations have their place on the earth. They haven't kept it, just like they haven't kept the relationship with God, but God has assigned these, and he will make sure that what he has allocated will come to pass. The earth is no accident, and the nations on it are no accident. Acts 17 and verse 26, Paul speaking here to the Greeks. In verse 26, and he, speaking of God, has made from one every nation of men to dwell on all of the face of the earth, and has determined their pre-appointed times and the boundaries of their dwellings. Once again, I'm emphasizing the planning of God. There are places established for the church of God, and we follow the commandments in God's word to fulfill our obligations in the church today. Deuteronomy 12, verses 5 and 11. I just want to pick up a few things. And this has application for the Feast of Tabernacles. We are to go where God has set his name. Deuteronomy 12. I'd like to read verse 5 first. Verse 5 is, but you shall seek the place where the Lord your God chooses out of all of your tribes to put his name for his dwelling place, and there you shall go. Verse 11 rehearses that even more. Then there will be the place where the Lord your God chooses to make his name abide. There you shall bring all that I command you, your burnt offerings, your sacrifices, your tithes and heave offerings of your hand, and you shall, and your choice offerings, which you vow to the Lord. So God chooses a place, and there's quite a bit more said even in the book of Deuteronomy. You can go to Deuteronomy 16. It talks about the Passover and God being very specific about that place. Now, what do we do today when Israel is not a nation? Well, it's done through the church, and very carefully with wisdom and judgment, places are chosen for us to keep the feast, and God has shown that he has set his name there by the tremendous blessings that he has given us. There is a place in Jerusalem. It's called the Temple Mount. It was called by another name when this place was chosen for the temple of God. And let's look at that, 1 Chronicles 21 and verse 18, because this came during a time of duress and woe on the children of Israel. David was moved to number Israel, and tens of thousands of people died, and the plague was stopped at a certain point, and it is the point of the Temple Mount, but here it's identified in verse 18. Therefore the angel of the Lord commanded Gad to say to David that David should go and erect an altar to the Lord on the threshold floor of Ornan the Jebusite. That place has been chosen by God, and there's a lot more history to that. You can read in detail. Q&As are in the booklet, The Fall and Rise of the Jewish People. Matthew 24 and verse 15. has this to say about that place. And here's something is occurring which is totally out of place and which will bring about great wrath and punishment. Matthew 24 and verse 15, "Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place," whoever reads, let him understand, and then I'll stop the verse reading there myself. But that place is important to God. Only the Levites and only the high priest should be going into the Holy of Holies. That proves that there will be another temple built, among other scriptures that will back that up. Luke 14, verses 7 through 11 gives us an example of that we can apply to ourselves. And as I conclude, I'd like to just give you a few examples. Luke 14, Jesus Christ is telling us how we should act. We should know our place, and it is to take on the mantle of humility as Jesus Christ did. Let me just paraphrase the account, because it's what he's saying here is, if you go in and you take the front seat, what happens when you're told, well, that seat is reserved for somebody else, and you have to be asked to go to the back of the room? He's saying that you don't do, but what he does say here, whoever exalts himself shall be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. So knowing our place relative to God's judgment is important. We are to keep our place, brethren, and this is a warning for our time for certain. Revelation 3 and verse 11, Christ says to the church of Philadelphia, "Behold, I am coming quickly. Hold fast what you have, that no one may take your crown." The office will be fulfilled. The job will be given. If we've been called to that opportunity, then we need to keep our place there. Ephesians 2 and verse 22. I think this is part of the reason I'm giving this sermon now, is to remind us of this. We, brethren, are God's place. Can we be compared to the Holy of Holies? Well, God's Spirit is here, but we are his temple being built up. And here's what verse 22 says, "In whom you also are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit." Now here's the last scripture, and this is the place to be, because Jesus Christ has promised this very specifically. John chapter 14, verses 2 and 3. "In my Father's house are many mansions," he tells his disciples. "If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also." It's not in heaven, but it is in the kingdom of God that we have been called to participate in, to have a crown in, to hang on to and not let anyone take it, of course, and not be guilty ourselves of falling short. But I just wanted to rehearse the word place. It occurs many times throughout the Bible, and it's the tremendous opportunity that we have to be in the place where God is working, where his Spirit has been given, and where understanding is given, and we continue to grow in that. So be thankful for that, brethren.